Hi, I'm Kelly Gardner of KellyGardner.com, and I am so glad that you are here on my blog today to hear this post, because this has just been on my heart and something that I wanted to share with you. Well, this post is not to diss, as they used to say back in the 90s and the 80s. This is not to diss or disrespect our parents. First of all, let's make that clear, because if we have wise parents, they are going to share their wisdom with us in their own way, whether we like it or not. I know that for a fact. But what this post about today is about understanding that although your parents were used to create you, to bring you through, your mom's womb was used to get you here, and their DNA was used to create your unique characteristics, your parents did not create you. And once you realize that and you understand that you were created by God, you'll understand that the most important thing for you to do is to understand what your assignment is, what your purpose is, what you're supposed to be doing, and if you have more than one assignment, what those assignments are while you're here. And when you're in line with Him and you're doing that, then whatever mom, dad, and any other family members or friends have to say is irrelevant, because you are focusing on your focus. You are living your purpose and doing what it is you were called to do. And so I had these scriptures that I wanted to share with you that I have on the post there, Jeremiah 1:5, that to think about how awesome it is for God to speak to someone, to speak to the prophet Jeremiah and say, look, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. And then in Ephesians 2:10, he says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So Paul was telling us there that we are God's workmanship, that He is the one who created us. And then for those of you who say, well, why do I have this? Why do I have this trait about myself or this thing that I don't like? In Romans 9:20, it says, but Paul said, who are you, O man, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to Him who formed it, why did you make me like this? So all of those scriptures for me, I don't know what they say to you, but for me, they say that I am created by the Almighty God who created the mountains and the rivers and the trees and the oceans and the insects and every little thing, that He knew me just like He knew Jeremiah before I was created. He knew how I would be. He knows everything about me, and He is the one that I must please. And so when you realize through your business, through everything that you do, that it is your job, it is your duty to give glory to God in whatever it is that you do, and that you have a passion and desire that was placed in you by Him, and you're not going to be happy until you fulfill that, until you are on that mission, then mama and daddy, you got to get in line with what God has called me to do. And if that means I have to move to another country, move to another state, have another position in another company, if I might even be led to marry somebody that you don't like, whatever the case may be, if I know that I am in alignment with what God has called me to do, that's all I need to do, and that's good enough for me. So that's your little spiritual inspiration for today. I'm Kelly Gardner of KellyGardner.com, training to transform one leader at a time. You be blessed.